Isn't that the truth?
Amen.
Oh my, what a just a peace and a confidence we can have in this hour, knowing that reality. It's this, so true. Let's pray, brothers and sisters. Lord, we just come before you tonight. We're so grateful to be here, Lord, and just thankful even for this place you've provided, Lord. It's been a blessing. We appreciate it, Lord. And Father, we just ask for your grace tonight for each one of us to quiet down, to settle down, Lord. Things, so many times we're just swirling around our heads, and just help us to be still tonight, Lord. Your word says to be still and know that I am God, Lord. And even as we just sang that song, truly it's our hope, our confidence, Lord, is all in you. We can brave, Lord, the things ahead. We can face it, Lord, holding your hand and knowing you're in control. Father, we just want to just join together, lift up those brothers and sisters in Africa, Lord. We just want to rebuke those forces of darkness in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. That's, Lord, you're greater than that power, that spirit there. And we just, again, we stand together with them and rebuke that work. We pray that you would intervene and provide and help them and meet all the needs that they have, Lord. Granted, Lord, we ask. And just take this service now into your hands, Lord. We pray that you would minister, Lord. It's somehow this amazing mystery of the foolishness of preaching, Lord, how you can take a imperfect vessel, Lord, and so weak and frail, and yet project yourself through it, Lord. We don't understand, but Lord, it's your plan, and we just submit ourselves to you tonight. We pray that you would, again, be lifted up, that you would express yourself, be glorified, we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. God bless you richly, musicians. Thank you so much. All is well.
Amen.
Amen. Our Lord is good. So good to see everybody. Appreciate each one of you. And, you know, the ministry that you all have, really. Mm-hmm. You think of ministry, and it's not just this. It's every single one. The ways that you connect with each other, the ways that you serve each other, the ways that you reach out and help each other. It's a blessing. So again, just appreciate you all tonight, and just have something to share. Maybe just to kind of get started, I'll you know, I just want a real simple thing. Just this, so much that just thing that was stirring in my heart. Just to reinforce, if you will, to refresh. You know, the Apostle Peter, he talks about stir up your minds by way of remembrance. And just to talk about our identity, our position in Christ. And, you know, the enemy kicks and hits and punches at you all day long and beats you up. And, well, you know, he says, boo, let's say boo right back. So I just want to share some things. I hope it's an encouragement. Hope it's a blessing. We are truly rich. We are so blessed. We are more than conquerors. And I think the enemy, again, if he can get us so discouraged, get us down, get us wrapped up in fear and worry, that's part of one of his tactics. He can, he wants to do that. And certainly in this day where people don't even know, boy, what sex they are, male or female, and, you know, that's just the work of the enemy, confusion. And, but the scripture says the wise will know their God. Amen. They will know. We know who we are. We know who we're a part of. So, again, just want to dwell on some things and pray that it's an encouragement. And, again, let's say boo let's say, boo right back to the enemy. So just want to talk about who we are. And you know what? What's so beautiful about this? Who we are is, it's Him. We're a part of Him. So to let's talk about who we are is to talk about Him, because we're a part of Him and we're identified in Him. We have no identity apart from Him. So to open, actually, I just want to share, this is just a couple things. This is from the Message Adoption, and very fitting here. He says, what's everything waiting on? Think of that. What's the whole creation waiting for? The manifestations of the sons of God. It's waiting for the church to become into its position. Your position and my position has everything to do with our identity. So no wonder the enemy works and tries so hard to get our eyes on in the wrong place. He says it's waiting for the church to come into its position. Who was the Son of God when Adam, where was his dominion? The earth. He had dominion over the earth. Is that right? He wasn't even Elohim there. He was Jehovah. That is, I am God, and I've made some lesser ones under me, and I have given them a dominion, and their dominion, their domain under them is the earth. Man had dominion over the earth, and all the whole creation is waiting for the sons of God to be manifested. So again, what a privilege. We're so blessed in this day to be able to trace, to look back, see who we are a part of. You know, we're doing some neat things right now. I think everybody, maybe some of you or most of you have witnessed or experienced this, like this ancestry.com and some of these things. It's really wonderful, really fascinating to go back into those, trace out your family and the different mother and father and generations. Pretty fascinating. And I love the Word of God that's been given in this day. We can trace this out. It's so clear. It's so perfect. It's so beautiful. And it's very simple. I mean, really, if we've done it 1,000 times, we draw that circle on the whiteboard. What does that represent? That represents God. Inside of Him, we represent those dots. It's attributes. It's you in gene and seed form. All right? So with those things in mind, let's just begin to look on this thing. And here's another one. This is in Christ, the mystery of God revealed. He says, oh, if the church only knew its position. What comes next? It will one day. So is He bringing us into that awakening and that awareness of our position, of our identification in Christ? Things that we cherish in our hearts, things that we've read, things that we know and we believe, and yet maybe it's not a part of our active conscious vocabulary or our stand. You know what I mean? So Lord, is He raising us up into that place? He says it will one day. Then the rapture will go when it knows what it is. So you knowing, us knowing our position, our identity, it's so key, and it's all Him. It's all in Him. So with that, if you would stand, we'll open up with just one scripture tonight. Greetings to all those online. God bless you richly. John chapter 1. And verse 1. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Now, just something very simple in that. When was the last time you read that or thought on that or meditated on that and said, there I am. That's me. Are you a part of Him? Are you a part of that Word, a part of Him? Amen. And, you know, maybe just even for the young people, what a blessing. In this day, again, through the ministry of Malachi 4, that scripture right there, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. It's all over this message. It's so key. It's so core, so critical. And what does this mean? There's so much we could draw from this. And I probably won't do it justice, but just in so much, such a simple sense. You know, Brother Branham, you could answer it that in a lot of ways. You could say this is God. He is the Word. This is God in print. This is God in letter form. And yet, as the prophet took us back before time, think of that, before the beginning, back into the mind of God, where it was just God in the beginning. He had inside of him attributes and characteristics and all these things that had to come out to be expressed. And you are right there in him, part of him. Mm-hmm. And it's that word coming forth, spoken and expressed, all part of his beautiful plan of redemption. Amen. So we're just talking yet again about God, about our position and our identity in him. We know the simplicity of Genesis 1, every seed after its kind. So it is naturally and spiritually. We talked about, again, our natural birth, our natural lineage, in a sense. Raise your hand if you've got a father. Good, everybody's paying attention. Every hand should go up on that one, because, you know, spiritually, it's true. And again, it's so simple, because it's you and him. There's no middle ground. It's you were in there, you were a part of him, a part of his thinking, a part of his attributes. So as we look into these things and we say, okay, this is me, I'm in there, I'm in that word, I'm a part of him. Jesus said in Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not. He says also, the words that I speak unto you are spirit and life. Are we a part of that life? Are we a part of that spirit? Yes. So again, it is our identification. It's all him. It's all him. So I hope these things are encouragement as we go on into this. I think just a simple review, very simple. I know this is nothing new, but I just was so drawn to this, to look at our identity and our position in him. And, you know, Brother Branham, he says so many things. I can't even begin to scratch the surface. But think of these things. The bride has his potentials. His potentials. Why? Because she's a part of him. So my potentials, I don't look at myself. If I do, I mean, just that quick, instantly, I'm defeated. But it's his potentials. Amen. And you think of this again, he's just, I think our growing up process of our identity, that three-room house that we live in, right? The natural man, we have that body, the soul, spirit. And as we go through, you know, think about that for a minute, these outer realms all day long are getting attacked. They're getting, there's stimulation. And, you know, action, reaction. Input, response. Stimulation, response. And you take a look at that for a minute and think of those outer realms and how much of our day is spent in that body realm and that spirit realm. And again, that input, that stimulation. And the natural man is responding. The natural man is reacting. And I think he's training us in taking us to that place where he's in that control tower, he's in that seat, and he begins to react, he begins to respond. He is in control through us, governing and guiding, and that's where he's working, I believe. You know, the scripture says our senses are exercised to discern good and evil. Well, that's, you know, sometimes that's hard and we feel like we're failing, but he's, again, it's that processor processing, taking us in this journey into this place where our obedience, right, is the 2 Corinthians 5, is fulfilled, taking every thought captive. So there you go, him in the inside, in the control tower, becoming dominant, becoming that ruler, becoming preeminent. So it's all him in you. Amen. Does that make sense? Is that helpful? Is that, and we know we have the adversary. He's the accuser of the brethren. He's a a thief and a liar. So he's going to tell you, he's going to convince you all day long that you're what you're not. And tell you you're a grasshopper. Right? All those different things get you to look at yourself, and that's his job. But we're here to counter that. We're going to talk about what our true identity. We want to look into the mirror of God's word, say who I am in him. Amen. So, Lord is good. So let's just continue. I hope I just laid a little bit of a ground, a little bit of foundation there. And then again, let's meditate. Let's savor all these things together tonight and say boo back to that guy. So, to the enemy. Amen. The Messiah, the message of the Messiah. Man was made to be a God. How do we see ourselves tonight? Man was made to be a God. God was made to be man. I like that. Oh, Messiah, the great Jehovah, dwelt in a human body, made that body like his so he could be a human body, a Messiah, to govern his earth and control it. And then he goes on, amen, the works that I do shall they do also. I like that. Jehovah walks back forth over his throne, says, them's my eaglets. Yeah, they're flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. They're born of my spirit and washed in my blood. Amen, they're mine. They're mine. Anything I can tell them, they believe it. I like that. Why? They're my eagles. That's what they are. They're just eagles. That's just the same as I'm an eagle. He's like, they're little gods. Why? I'm a big God. That's right. I'm Jehovah Papa. They're my children. There you are. So he promised these things to take place. I like that. They're little gods. I'm the big God. I'm Jehovah Papa. They're my children. So again, we go back to John 1:1, where we started. In the beginning was the Word. There you are. There I am, in him, a part of him. I love this. I'm just going to quote this, but this is the story there from 1 Samuel 28, and it's Saul going to the witch of Endor and consulting her. But those words, I think, that are so striking to me, and he's asking, what do you see? What do you see? And King said unto her, be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw gods ascending out of the earth. Who are we? Who are you, brothers and sisters? Do you see your position? I'm going to give you some homework, because there's just so much here to dwell on. I like to do that. I want to get you digging into these things. And I know you do. We all do our own studies. But look up some of these terms. Amateur gods. Messiahs, little gods. Just go in and feast on some of these things. And again, let's understand who we are, who we're a part of. Okay, let's keep going on. Hebrews chapter 4. But this is the age when the Holy Ghost comes himself, and if you haven't received it, how can you believe miracles? That takes God in you to believe. I love that. That takes God in you to believe. You act like God. You know like God, you think like God. The Bible said that you are an amateur, little gods. Jesus said so, for you're a part of God. Just the same as I'm a little Branham and you're a little whatever, whoever you are, is because your parents, that name and the nature you are, is because your parents is that way because you were born of them. And the reason that you believe God, believe in miracles and signs and wonders, because you are sons and daughters of God. Amen. You're made to believe. It's him. That's how you can believe. I love it. We'll keep going. Perfect faith. Now, I think this has been something so striking to me. And we go through, I think, seasons where our faith is picking up and then maybe we're waning a little bit. But I think we've got to, you know, so many of these things, it's easy to say Jesus was the Word. Jesus was the Word to look outside of ourselves, but let's come into that reality and the realization again of our position and our identification in him. We know he was the Word. We know we are a Word, spoken Word. But so perfect faith. If you remember this, I love this because I think it's so essential for us as well to come into these things. He says he had faith with power. Talking about Jesus, he said, how did he? He said, I can do nothing in myself. Why? He relied upon what he was. He relied in knowing that he was the Word. And he had faith in God who made him the Word. So Lord, quicken these things in us. This same thing. He said he knew God, the Word, and they was in him, and give him faith because he understood his position. So do you see, the bride's going to understand her position, her identification, wake up to these things. He knew what he was because the scripture had said he was this. So let's take it again in ourselves. Here, every scripture tried in to prove that he was exactly what the scripture said he would be, and he knew that he was. Amen. Therefore, he relied upon what God made him, and if he did that, then can't we rely upon what God made us? Believers. Later on, same message, perfect faith. Now, the only thing you have to do then is have faith in what you are. And that's where we get a little bit weak. We were missing that, I think. And I think that's where the enemy's got that. The battle is there because why? We're looking at ourselves. So we begin to lose sight of these things. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. There I am. I'm part of him. That's who I am. I am a spoken word, Son of God. Amen. It's have faith in what you are. Have faith in what the Word says you are. Not have faith in what I think or feel. Not faith based on how I'm doing today or this week. Faith in what the Word says I am. And Jesus, he says, and Jesus had faith in the Word of God that said he was. He said, it was written of me. Didn't David and Psalms, the prophets, and all of them speak of him? I'm the bread of life that come out of God from heaven. I'm the tree of life from the garden. I'm all these things. I am that I am. He knew with that perfect faith that he was the anointed Messiah. The Spirit of God was upon him. He said, how now I in myself can do nothing, but it's my faith in God. And God was in him, the Word made manifest. And when God comes in you, it's made manifest. See, Father, Son, sons, this beautiful process. Yeah. Amen. Knowing who he was without a shadow of a doubt, he knew he was the Son of God. He knew the Word identified it. Amen. Oh, he says, if you could just wake up to that a minute. Think of that. What is he telling us? What did we start with? When the church recognizes its position, when the church sees who it is, Lord, wake us up. Amen. This is life eternal, that they might know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Let's turn to just a couple scriptures to go along with these. Get our Bibles moving and the blood flowing a little bit. 1 Peter chapter 1. And you know this, the end of this, familiar, verse 22. Seeing that you've purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. There you are. Another one, let's go to Ephesians 5. We've kind of quoted this, but we'll just read as well. Ephesians 5, and we'll just kind of drop into the end. This is all beautiful, but we're... Verse 28, Ephesians 5, 28. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. There you go. That's who you are, a part of him. We cannot think of ourselves separately. When we do, we sink, we fall, we fail. But you're actually a part of him. Think of that, a very part of his flesh and his body, his bones. Inseparable. Can you separate yourself from him? You can't. I love Isaiah 51 says, hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, look to the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. A part of him. Amen. 1 John chapter 3 says, see what... Now, this is in, I think this is in the ISV translation, but I like this. It says, see what kind of love the Father has given us. We are called God's children, and that is what we are. For this reason, the world does not recognize us because it did not recognize him either. Dear friends, we are now God's children. And what we will be like has not been revealed yet, but we know that when the Messiah is revealed, we'll be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Amen. I love that. Now we are the sons of God. Again, if the enemy can get that, just that cover pulled over our eyes, get us to where we're not recognizing our position, aware of who we are. This is from the message, Rising of the Sun. He's like, now notice this quickening power is Zoe bringing the word. He says, the mind that was in Christ was in you then. I'm trying to show you when you raised. When God raised Jesus from the dead, he raised you also. Amen. Also quickened to life with him. You are now quickened to life, although you were but an attribute in his thoughts. Amen. But God had saw all in him at the finish. See, when God looked down upon the body, the spirit left him in the Garden of Gethsemane. He had to die a man. Remember, friends, he didn't have to do that. That was God. God anointed that flesh, which was human flesh. If he'd went up there as God, he would have never died that kind of death. Can't kill God. He didn't have to do it. But remember, he went up there with you in him. You were in him. See, God had never separated the bride from the groom yet. So when God looked down upon the body of Christ, he saw both male and female. Amen. It was all redeemed in that one body. They are one. Here we go again. Same. Listen what comes next. It was all redeemed in that one body. They are one. Same word. The same. What comes next? The same word that speaks of the groom, spoke of the groom, speaks of the bride. There you go. There's your DNA. There's your origin. That's who you are. That's what you're a part of. So, again, Lord, help us as we approach the word, as we read the word, as we think about these things, to understand how much we're a part of that, that we are, that it's our very life, our very identity is him. It's the word. Easy to quote these things. Easy to talk about Jesus. What about you? What about me? Let's see what the word of God says. Let's say the same thing. Let's begin to awaken ourselves by his grace to this reality. Amen. Is this helpful? Is this making sense? I hope. Say boo. Say boo right back. That liar that's telling you you're not, you know, anything, that gets us all wrapped up and discouraged and worried and looking at ourselves. No, 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 no. Dismiss. Oh boy, so much beauty here. So let's keep moving on. And next, this is from Church Ages in very plain language. The true bride of Christ, here you go, was in the mind of God eternally. Though not expressed until each came forth in the designated, decreed season. Here you go. As each member came forth, it became expressed and took its place in the body. Thus, this bride, here you go, is the literal spoken word seed bride. Amen. Lord, give us the confidence and the just quicken that more and more. And though she is feminine in designation, she's already called the body of Christ. It is very apparent that she ought to be called that, for she was predestinated in him, came from the same source, was eternal with him, and is now manifesting God in a many-membered body, whereas once God was manifested in one member, even our Lord Jesus Christ. Now then, here we are coming to a conclusion. As the eternal Logos, God, was manifested in the Son, And in Jesus dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and that eternal one was the Father manifest in flesh, and thereby gained the title of Son. Even so we, here we go, right back to you, to me again. Even so we, eternal in his thoughts, in turn become the many-membered spoken word seed bride, manifest in the flesh, and those eternal thoughts now manifest in the flesh are the sons of God. There we go, sons and daughters of the King. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. There I am, there you are, a part of him, a part of his life, a part of his thinking, now expressed in this age, manifesting him. So let's, again, like he said, in perfect faith, have that confidence and the faith in what God made him, in who he was, in who you are, as a spoken word, seed attribute, reflecting him in this age. Lord, remove us, remove the barriers, the things, the blockers, the things in our thinking, the things that get in our way, the doubts, anything that would shake, anything that would shadow these things that, again, that were the enemy working to do that for sure. Lord, root that out. Just a few more. Moving on. The spoken word is the original seed. He says, so believers of the word and the spirit must be one. You get it? Believers, the word and the spirit are absolutely one. You're one with him. You don't do your own thinking. You don't use your own mind. Isn't it wonderful? The mind was in Christ, is in you. The mind is in Christ. And you'll take the word just as he did. I like that. You'll take the word just as he did, because he was the word. And the mind of Christ is in you. You are the word. Did you hear that? You are the word. Who's Papa? The word. Every seed after his kind. What does that make you? Lord, help us, our thinking. That's the confession that begins to become a part. He's like, you are God's living word. Think of that. You are God's living word. I think that's so rich, so beautiful. Mm-hmm. You think of living word, that just that phrase there, that those words. It's beautiful. We think of him and we should. He is the living word. But do we think of ourselves? Do we think of me? You're God's living word, representatives of him here on earth. That's right, continuing the work. The church should be that way. And when so, the Bible is manifested again, like in the early days of the apostles, just like the disciple, the Bible is living again. Oh, I love that. Can you say amen? Amen. Let's just continue on. Future home of the heavenly Bridegroom. He's like, Jesus came to redeem back the Father. In order to do it, he became part of it, as I've just went through. And from the very dust, the part Jesus was himself being redeemed, through him, all the attributes of God are redeemed with the earth. He was the spoken word. we who are redeemed is part of him. There you go. He says, if you can only recognize. Now, this is so rich. This is so powerful to me. What he's doing here. He's like, if you could only recognize. Now he says, the Pharisees claimed they were, but you see the first illustration, they was only by electual. They couldn't recognize the word when it was made manifest right before them. So what is he saying here? That you as a part of him, because you're a part of him, you recognize the word when it's made manifest. The Pharisees, others can't do it. They weren't a part of him, therefore they can't recognize. So what confidence, what rest there to know our position and identification in him when we can see, when we can recognize the word in our day. Why? How? Because you're a part of him. You're a part of that word. Amen. Okay, he says here in the uniting time and sign, we see nations uniting, we see the world uniting, and we see churches uniting. He says, we see the bride uniting with the word. Why? The word is God. As the bridegroom being the word and the bride being the hearer of the word, together, they come together in a union. They unite like a wedding, and they're getting ready for a wedding. They become one. The word becomes you, and you become the word. Amen. Jesus says, at that day you'll know I am the Father. At that day you'll know it. All the Father is, I am, and all I am, you are. Repeat after me. All that these are so rich. All that I am, you are. So, Lord, these things are just so beautiful to me. God's great mystery being revealed, and you're part of it, part of that expression, part of him today, what he ordained and what he manifested in this day to be on display. You are God's word, spoken word for this age. Think of that. All right, just a few more things here. He says now, in identification in this, he says this reflected his loving, noble character. God reflected in a man called Christ. He was the only one could do this. No other character in heaven could do it. See, he was God. He was the sinless nature. He was the Word. He was the Word expressed, which was the Word was the beginning. And if you are in the Lamb's Book of Life, you was God's expression from his thought. There you go. He's seen you, and you've seen your desire before there was even Adam or anything else, and you are his thought made word. I'm his thought made word. Amen. There you go. That's who you are. There's your identification. Everything that has anything to do with overcoming, with adoption, with rapture, it's all there in him, in who you are and who you're a part of. He says, you are his thought made word and expressed in what you are now. That's God in you reflecting Christ today. Oh, Lord, stimulate. Again, I just want to reinforce these things, and I pray that it's encouraging just to look into these things, to see our identity, to see our position in Christ. He quoted it, but we'll go ahead and quote it and just as well, John 14:20, at that day. Is it time? Are we awakening? Are we recognizing our position, who we are? I am that. I am his word. I am a part of him. I'm a spoken word. At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, ye in me, and I in you. All part of him. And I couldn't help but think, I love this, 1 Corinthians 13. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, that which is part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I sure did. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Is it time? For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. For now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known. Wow, think about that. I shall know even as I am known. Beautiful. Don't you love him? This is just one more thing. We'll close here in a second. This is adoption, and he says, we've quoted this before, but I thought this was kind of a nice way to summarize and conclude here. He says, you know, again, we're so blessed to have these things, this message. It's so beautiful. Amen. Taking us back into the beginning, back into the mind of God, and to know his purposes, to know his plan, to know, and that we're a part of it. My goodness. So he says, before we go further, back to Genesis 1:26, I'll pick it up Wednesdays, when God made man, before he made man, he called himself El Ella Elohim. The word means in the Hebrew self-existence, all by himself. Nothing existed before him. He was the all-existence there before there ever was, the self-existing one, all-sufficient, all-powerful, almighty. But in Genesis 2, when he made man, he said, I am Jehovah. What did it mean? I am the all-existence. He just spells that out there. I am the all-existence one who has created something off of myself to be a son of mine. There you are, something off of him, a part of him. So let's isn't that beautiful? Our ancestry lesson here tonight, brothers and sisters, that's who you are. It's him. You're a part of him, part of his, amen, his very attributes. He's like, I am the all-existence one who created something off of myself to be a son of mine, or temporary, little amateur, little one of mine. Lord, wake us up when the bride knows who she is, when she knows her position. He gave man. Jehovah means he gave man to be an amateur God because he is Father God, and he made man to be an amateur God, so he isn't self-existence anymore. He exists with his family. You're part of that family tonight. Oh, it's beautiful. El Ella Elohim. Now he's Jehovah. Jehovah meaning the one who exists with his family. Amen. Don't you love him? Think of this. He says in Unveiling of God, when we become part of him, you are the veil that veils him. Wow. Easy, again, to talk about, to, you know, let's be honest. But Brother Branham, he warned us. He said, where man is always looking back or looking ahead. What is God today? Who's veiling God? You are. I am. You are. It's, he says, you, when we become part of him, you are the veil that veils him. You are a part of him as long as Christ is in you, as Christ was of God. Because God was in him, made him God. And as Christ is in you, the hope of glory, you become part of Christ. Amen. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Amen. So you become part of Christ as long as Christ is in you. Then it's veiled to the unbeliever. You are templing Christ. Think of that. At that day, you will know that I am in the Father, ye in me, I in you. Amen. He says, you are, goes on. He says, because behind this veil, the veil again of human flesh, God hides the word from the unbeliever. As it is written, see, ye are written epistles. The Bible said, now what is an epistle? It's a written word. You are the written. Other words, you'd read it like this. You, it said, you are written epistles. You are the word. You are the word that has been written, made manifest. Nothing can be added to it. You can't say I'm a written epistle and live some other kind of way. But what's already, he's saying, he moves on there, but you are the word. I love that. Amen. Thank you, Lord. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Let's retrace. Let's refocus ourselves. Let's brush off the attacks and the wrong, corrupted, perverted thinking of the enemy in this world. He tries to confuse people. He tries to confuse you and me. Let's go right back into the Word. Let's see who we are and who we're a part of. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we are just so blessed, Lord, just as we read tonight, now we are the sons of God, Lord. We so thankful to look into your word, to have these things, this assurance, Lord, the confidence that we can have, knowing, Lord, our identification. It's all in you, Lord. We pray tonight even that you just search us, Lord, scour out the, you know, the Bible says a double-minded mind is unstable in all those things. Lord, if there's something contrary, the enemy's been just punching and hitting and got us turned around, Lord, would you just clear those things away? Give us that perfect faith and confidence in your word, who what your word says, Lord, and a quickening and further awakening of, Lord, of our identity in you. Grant it, Lord, we pray. We do know it's your word, it's your plan, and it cannot be defeated, so we rest in that, Lord. And just be glorified now in the remainder of the service and this evening in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Let's just worship the Lord tonight. I think there's a, in this handouts maybe, let's, a couple. Well, it might be in the, who I am. Who I am. I can see now who I am. Yeah, 626 in the Only Believe. Oh, no, that's not.